Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Jonathan Rivera?
Speaking, this is for a survey?
Yes, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'm not losing anything, and your name was chosen at random. Your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or the chance of 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
Hispanic.
Okay, and what is your race? White, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, or other race not listed?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
30.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Just four issues. The first one, reducing substance abuse in our communities. From 0 to 10, how important is that? Okay. Improving K through 12 education. From 0 to 10.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as it in white communities?
I don't know.
What do you think about the same, worse, or better?
I don't know.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I don't know.
And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two, okay? The first one is vaping, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol or cigarettes?
Meth, cigarettes.
Okay. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree with that,
yes.
Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
If you're talking about vapes, I strongly disagree.
Okay. And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one, heat not burn tobacco products. The first one is heat not burn tobacco products. Very familiar with that, somewhat or not at all?
I'm not familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches. Very
familiar.
And last one, electronic cigarettes or vapes.
I'm not familiar.
And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I have four options. The first one, introducing of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market. The next one, more government restriction and bans. The next one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. Or cost of smoking has gone up.
Cost of smoking has gone up.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're 70%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one. The first one, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their effort to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure that adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Or, the last one, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. So, which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
First one.
And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? What do you think? Much more harmful, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less harmful than smoking
cigarettes? Much more harmful.
Much more harmful. And now we're 75%. This is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternative to cigarettes. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
0? Not agree at all?
No, I disagree.
Okay. The last two, many people who smoke today come from minority population. Nearly half a million Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy in the white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It will save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Is that a 10? Strongly agree?
Yeah, agree. Yeah, yeah.
10,
yeah.
Okay? And the last one. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific products applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It will be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Is that a 10? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, strongly.
10.
And sometimes 10, over 10. The course of a survey, yes, 10. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, electronic cigarettes or vapes, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes? Traditional cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What?
The last year of schooling that you have completed, 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or
associate.
Okay.
Associate
and
degree.
Are you married, unmarried, and living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no? And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I don't know.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden if the elections were held today?
Say again?
If the elections were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden if the elections were held today?
I don't know.
Okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.